question for you, and I, right off the top of my head, I don't have a lot of questions, but I wrote this down last night after I read online. There's been a lot of discussion about the Michigan business tax and tax breaks for businesses, and where are we with this issue? Where do you think we should go, and where is the controversy coming from?
Well, certainly everybody agrees we need more jobs. The current business tax we have is called the MBT. It's very, very convoluted, confusing. It's going to be hard to attract jobs when we have such a business tax, and everybody agrees on that. So the governor has designed a very simple corporate income tax, a 6% corporate income tax. It seems like a very good plan, but in the mix is a change in the pension tax status that a lot of us don't support, including myself.
Why don't you support it?
I think it's fair to say that seniors have worked much of their life, now are on a pension, and I really don't see why we need to take away their exemption.
Well, Rick, I thought we were at a place where it was pretty much agreed upon that folks who are retired already were going to be left alone. Those who were due to retire soon or up to a certain point might get taxed a little bit. And then the rest of us who haven't retired yet, we're going to see the tax. Is that so or no?
Well, you know, I don't have the figures in front of me, but I believe it's if you're 67 and older, you're safe under this current plan. You know, the initial plan was tax everybody from a dollar up. So right now it's 67 and over, you're safe, and then there's middle ground for a period of time there for different seniors that pay a little differently with a cap, and then people under a certain age pay on everything. And I still don't think it's needed, and I don't support it.
Rick, I was at a soccer game yesterday, and I had a few people come up to me, and they wanted me to ask you, and they specifically wanted me to ask you because they thought they'd get a square answer to the question. But they feel like the middle class and the poor, and that the union and state workers are getting a raw deal when it comes to balancing the budget. They think that those entities are paying more than their fair share, and business and big business and big business owners are not paying their fair share, and they don't think that that's fair. What's your take on that?
Well, I guess my take would be in order to become middle class, you have to have a decent job. So a big concern of our state must be how do we have a better business tax system so we attract companies here and our young people get jobs and our unemployed get jobs. However, with the plans out there right now, I do disagree in two items, and one is pension tax, and the other one are the severe cuts to K-12, and I voted no on the cuts to K-12 and the transfer to universities of the money, and I'll vote no today on the pension tax if it comes up.
Rick, I look at states like North Carolina and Texas and see how they handle taxes, and I see where their budgets stand and how they function, and they attract a lot of business and they keep a lot of business. Why reinvent the wheel? Why can't we just look at successful states like that, find out what they're doing, fine-tune those plans to fit Michigan?
Well, it's complicated because some states like Texas have a great deal of oil and other things that they're producing that helps their economies. Certainly Alaska has that. I think it's best to compare us to the Great Lakes states because we have the same costs, whether it be in heating or cooling, the same fuel costs pretty much in the Great Lakes states. So that's the best way to compare us.
Rick Jones, State Senator, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
Okay.